It's the 23rd of June 2020. This is Mary Cunningham and I'm interviewing Walter Francis in Walter's home near Athenry, County Galway. The interview is part of the TUM Oral History Project being overseen by the History Department in UI Galway. Walter's daughter Marguerite and his son Christopher are present at the interview. Okay, so Walter, you were born in the TUM home, and maybe if you can just tell your story in your own way and in your own time.
Okay. Well, I was born in TUM in 1941, and I was there about 7 to 8 years. 8 years, I think it was. And I came to Laddie's foster parents. Frank Laddie was a foster parent, father, and Kate Laddie was a foster mother, and they reared me there until I was a great good age anyway before I left, you know. I worked on the farm. I went to school in Esker and I worked on the farm there for many years in the land, and everything, did all the what was to be done on the farm, you know. And 1984 I got married. And I had three children, Marguerite, Christopher and Michael John. And I went working on a farmer. Just when I was gone 16, I had to go till I was 16 to school in Esker. That was the rules and regulations at that time of the health board. That you have to, if you're 14, you'd have to go for 2 more years with their regulations. So at 16 I went on the farm, working outside on the farm with other people. And I was there for about 2 years. And I went working with the county council when I was 18 years of age. Mm-hmm. And I was there for 2 or 3 years. I left the county council and went with a firm, driving a grader, they called it, which is for roads and things. Mm-hmm. And I was there for another 2 years. And then I got a call that Welsh Waste Disposal was looking for drivers. So the boss himself came and interviewed me, and I went up. He came on a Saturday and I went on a Monday working, and that was 25 years working with them.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I retired then, I had no place to go. I need to stay at home and all that. I had the house built at the time now, and I was working with Welch's, you know. But I was 35 years in the FCA, so I was, and retired over there as well.
Yeah.
But the foster parents that I was with looked after me well. I worked hard on the farm. I worked hard on the roads and the northern places and all that. But I was enjoyed. I never looked back. Mm-hmm. Never did.
So it was a good experience in the foster home for
I had,
you.
And they were good to me.
Yeah. Do you remember, well, first of all, do you remember anything about the TUM home?
No. Mm-hmm. Never remembered. Mm-hmm. Not even when I came to Laddie's here, foster home, do I ever remember coming there?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Never.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you know growing up that you were fostered and had come from the TUM home?
It took years.
Yeah.
I must be the best part of what? Go on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Marguerite, do you know?
He's a bit confused. He's probably thinking there about when he was fostered.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the question was, does he know he was fostered? He did know that he was fostered into the Lally family. You didn't know when you were growing up that you were fostered.
I didn't know for years afterwards.
Oh, did you not?
No.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you
no,
did.
No, I didn't, never.
Okay.
I must be the best part of, let's see, 25 years. Never knew.
Really?
No. And the only person that knew was the neighbour across the road, Mary Donahan, and I went to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you kept your surname Francis?
Oh yeah.
And like they were Lallys.
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you note that when you were older as to
mm-hmm.
you had a different name? You know.
I had a different name to their name.
Yeah.
I had, yeah, but never changed.
Yes.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. And they never changed.
And did you not know because you had a different name that you were adopted?
No. No. Mm-hmm. Sure, we were brought up just the same as dummies in the school and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you but never...
There is survivors that know it when they were there and what they were doing and everything like that, but I don't ever remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only time I ever remember was the inspector coming, Miss Murphy was what we used to call her,
mm-hmm.
and she used to come with the money and clothes for me
mm-hmm.
to Lally's house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to visit, I think, once a month.
Mm-hmm.
To pay a visit, see how I was getting on.
Yeah.
Other things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See. But the Lallys had to buy the books. The counselor and the help board never bought any books for me.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have one Laura Gaeger book.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All the time.
And the Lallys then had their own children.
Was the head?
Yes.
Well, they were gone away, except the son now, Paddy Lally, and he was on the farm with the father all the time.
Okay.
He never got married.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. And was he much older than you, Walter?
Oh, way older. He was. To the, what, 80-something when he died.
Mm-hmm.
He was.
Yeah. And I know from talking to you, Walter, that you inherited the Lally place.
Oh, I did.
Did
yeah.
you inherit from Paddy then, or?
From Paddy himself.
From Paddy, not, yes.
Not the foster father.
Yeah, so it's when he passed away, you
yeah.
inherited
well,
he,
we'd
from
all
him.
That done before he passed away.
Yeah, okay.
I
right.
yeah.
Yeah, so,
yes.
yeah. Okay, so in general anyway, the memories of the home, of living with the Lallys are good. And school in Esker, how did that go for you?
Well, it is hard to describe it because I had so many teachers. I had 1, 2, 3, at least 4 teachers that was in the school now, not for myself or anything like that, but for everyone. They were coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
But the permanent teacher was living in the school because there was a building onto the school where he resided, himself and the wife, and they had a son and they had a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the daughters was a teacher, and I think the other person was a bank manager in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But we used to get on well with them because we used to buy, Frank Lally used to buy stock from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be delighted because they'd come at 2 o'clock that time, and I'd be let out to bring home the care for them. Whatever cost us that we thought it was a novelty to get out of school 2 hours maybe beforehand before school to close that time.
Was that just you or?
No, myself, yes.
So you
that
you,
only once a year maybe.
Only once a year?
Oh, that's all.
It wasn't a regular.
No.
No.
No, I used to be delighted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was only once a year, Was your schooling experience and like being with people your age, was
well,
that all okay
when
for
I
you?
Went to school now, we didn't know one other or anything like that. And I used to go down in the donkey's cart, the top of the hill there, we call it. And the Brodick's up here and straight up the Kilkenan church had a Essen cart and used to go down to the grandfather's place there and meet, what do you call it? The Brodick used to bring me down the Essence cart But when I'd hear the SNK coming here, at the head of the top of the hill here, I'd say the bodies used to be coming. I wouldn't have pronounced the name right.
Yes, yeah, okay, all right. And just to finish up then on school, you stayed until you were 16, as you
explained. I had to go to 16.
And was that in the primary school?
It was.
Yeah.
And I had to the national school, but I had to do the primary that time then, when I was 16.
The primary
certificate. But I hadn't done when I left school at 14, which I wasn't supposed to leave until I was got a written statement to go there back for 2 more years.
Okay. Yes. And was there can you remember if they offered you an option of going to, say, a local tech or anything?
Yeah. I had to go to the health board, asked Frank Daddy, would you let him go on the bus of passing the house, to Lottery, to the tech, if I wanted to. No. He'll stay here and he'll stay on the farm. And that's where he's going to stay.
Okay.
No other school education.
Yes.
And I didn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind. I didn't know at the time, you know.
Would there have been anybody else staying until 16 in the primary school?
Not in Eskil.
No. Yeah.
Mm. Some of them now were left school where, you know, they were too so educated and everything. They did a primary at 12 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And they left school then after doing the primary at 12 years of age. But I had to go until I was 16.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And can you remember at the time, did you want to go to Loughrea or had you thought about it at all?
Never thought about it, no.
Yeah, you were happy enough to go back.
Yes, indeed it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Never looked back at it or anything like that, you know. Yeah.
Was there a big farm here?
Oh, there was.
Mm-hmm.
There was 42 acres.
Yeah.
There was.
So plenty of work to do.
Yeah, and we say down the road there, up to the river, there's a river up there, and all that here, mm-hmm. all this and everything, to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Was Daddy's.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. And he worked hard and slaved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you have a good relationship with your foster mother?
Oh, yeah.
Kate,
yes, I had, yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, sure, I was only what? I must be only, 20 or 21 when she passed away.
Mm.
And he had to rear me then after that.
Mm-hmm.
So he had and looked after me well. Maybe no doubt was about it. I worked, as I say, hard on the farm with them, but when it never bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And you stayed here in the house all the time while you were working with the County Council and with Walsh Waste.
Yes. I was in Athenry after getting married for
a number of years. Right, sure. We'll move on now. I think we have a good bit on your childhood.
Yeah,
it was good to know that you were happy and content you were.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So you got married, you're saying, in what was the date again you said?
84, was it?
No, I think it must have been there. No, anyway, at what stage then were you aware that, say, your mother or your birth mother was that you'd never met her?
Well, I didn't know anything about it until we, Susan the Lord Messenger, we went to Esker Sports down the road here.
Mm-hmm.
And the Welches were there at the time. Now, I didn't know much about the Welches at the time. And the neat thing was, we came home after the sports and everything, and Susan said to me, did you know that Yank that was there with the Welches? And I said, what Yank? There was a Yank there, she said. And did you know who she was? And I said, no. Do you know now, she said, I could be wrong, I could be right. That could be your mother.
Mm.
Now, I didn't know anything how she would prophesize that she thought it was my mother. And I said, don't be calm. I said, that couldn't be. And down through the years then, when I went, must be 10 years afterwards, when I went to do the research about my own mother. Now, a friend of mine did a lot of research, a second person did a lot of research for me. With that, I carried on and I went to do the research, and they did a lot of research themselves. And then I found out where the Francis were living.
So, just when Susan said that to you, that, you know, when your wife Susan said, you must have known you knew at that stage that you had, you know, your birth mother was somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. So at some point when you were an adult,
must be 2 or 3 years, 4 years afterwards when I went to do any research, or where would I go?
Yeah.
I wrote to get my birth certificate, I wrote to the head board in Galway. I wrote to Cork and Dublin, and there was no certificate whatsoever of me where I was born. So that was all right anyway. This man I met in Galway, and we were talking, I was working for the Wet Waste at the time, and he said to me, you know now, did you ever try Tuam, he said. And I said to him, what in the name of God bring me down to Tuam? I said, if there was a hospital in Galway. And she said, there's a home there, she said, for people. She said, that we say unborn people, and everything like that. And I went and followed that, and I went down to Tuam. I went to Presbytery because I had to get a baptism and certificate for and get married.
Yeah. So that's the reason you were looking.
Yes.
Was because you had to have it for getting married.
So, I went down there. The priest wasn't there. He came in about 5 minutes. And the next thing was, he said, you were looking for me. And I said, I was. And he said, I'm looking for your birth certificate. Would you have it here? So I looked up the books, and it was. Now, I didn't know at the time who my mother was. Now he said, I put your mother's name on the certificate, it's still there. And he said, I don't want you, he said, ever to reveal it to anyone whatsoever, or I'd be sacked. Now, this is before the information was given out, that in years afterwards. He said, I'd get sacked by the Bishop of Tuam here. So I made a promise, and I said I wouldn't, and I never did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's how I followed it up then, when I got my mother's name on the certificate.
So that was a baptismal cert that the...
It's name there.
Yes. So that was your first knowledge of who
first,
your mother
yes.
was.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And following that then, you said you went looking then for your mother. At what stage do you know that you thought you wanted to look? Or?
I was what?
I know it's hard to kind of go to...
I must be at least 30 or 35 years of age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because myself and Susan, the Lord's Messenger, we went into where we found out where the Francis were living, and where we looked up all their relatives and things like that in Banfield. But there was no one at the house at the time, the day we called. And I called the second time, and we got no answer. And then we went to Tushla. Now Tushla was, who was before Tushla?
Oh, the Child Protection Agency, what the name was. Yeah, I know, yeah. It was.
And I went into Galway, and I went into Menlo Park, where I was told to go. And they have a Tushla now has an office there in Menlo Park.
Mm-hmm.
They were going under a different name now at the time, if you get meditation
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And today they made arrangements, and today they told me all about the Francis. And it was Anne or Mary Francis we met first.
Sorry.
That lady brought us to the house, and lived not far from the home place where my mother was born, and was a grave. Even the fourth time ever.
So Anne Frances, would she have been your cousin then? Was it a niece
yes.
of your
yeah.
Mother
yes.
that you
yeah.
met?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
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 Yeah. And were they aware of your existence that time, do you know?
No. No, they didn't know that time.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. Because Jimmy Francis, my uncle, that brought my mother down to have me that time.
Mm-hmm.
In 1941.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know anything, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
we were just left there.
Yeah.
You know?
And were any of your mother's, did you meet your mother's brothers or sisters, or, you know, that family, that generation?
Oh, we did, yeah. Afterwards. Oh,
Jimmy
yeah.
Francis was alive that time.
He was,
looking,
he
yeah.
was. I remember Jimmy Francis coming to Welch's. We got all great, they were great friends, in other words. They were
okay.
always, you know, it started off where Mary Welch was doing nurse coursing in the Regent Hospital, and she used to stay in Francis Street, where the house is there all the time. And that's how they met friends with another. And I used to meet Jimmy in the garage and everything. Jimmy didn't know who I was. I didn't know who
yes.
he was. Now, whether he did or not, I don't know. Mary, to say yes. But he never pretended nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, he possibly didn't either, apart from the fact that she had the same surname, would be the only...
Well,
yeah.
I had a feeling he had.
Mm.
Now, I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, you made contact then with the
which
cousins, as we'll say.
Did.
Yeah. Okay.
Met the whole
and
group. Oh, stop.
Just to get back on, you know, when Susan said... she saw, or she thought she saw, your mother at this event.
She could see the image of me in her.
Yeah.
That's how she came across.
Did you ever find that your mother did come there for sure? Or?
Oh, she did.
Oh, she did?
Oh, she did, yes.
She was visiting
yes.
at that
the,
stage.
The Welches now I worked for, Ted told me afterwards, maybe good few years afterwards,
mm-hmm.
told me who she was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she would, even if she was visiting, she might have met with the Welches because Jimmy, your uncle,
yes.
knew the Welch as well
yeah.
and were
or
friends.
They were great buddies.
Yeah.
And remember, the two Francis girls used to be back there, we called it Robbed Heart, no relations or anything like that, only terrible great friends and everything. And I used to play with them. Beyond in high God seek in the trees and everything. Did
yeah.
I didn't know that I'd meet them again?
I don't.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is.
It really
is
amazing.
It
okay.
is. No, Mary, it is. No.
So, okay, we'll move on then to how you found that you had somebody else, that you had a sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know from conversation with you before, Walter, that you found that you had a blood relative.
Yeah.
So how did that come about?
Well, that came... What was the time? Oh, yes. We got a letter, was it?
That would have come about from his half-sister, Karen, doing her research.
Mm-hmm.
And how that came about was she was big into genealogy at the time. And she was obviously looking for her own parents because she was adopted over in America by Winnie. So she would have been born in America, put up for adoption over there. And then as she got older, she got curious about her own family, got into genealogy, and she ended up finally finding her own birth cert, because it was quite hard to find at the time. She said over in the US they weren't available to get very easy. So she eventually found her own birth cert that... eventually led to her, she found out then that her mother had passed and that she was buried in America, and she went to the grave. She was able to find where the grave was, and on the grave it had said that she had three other children. So from the names Ernie, Margie, and Mary, she looked them up. She was able to find out where they lived, And she actually just arrived at their door one day to try and see if they'd be able to have a meeting with her and explain who she was. So it was over there when she met the three siblings that they then weren't that long before that, after being told that, being contacted that they had a half-brother, Walter, over here in Ireland, because Anne Frances at the time would have been in contact with the other three siblings in America. And when Tusla found the Frances family here and made contact with Dad, then Anne made contact with the other three siblings over in America to explain that they had a half-brother over here in Ireland. And it was the meeting that Karen had in their house to meet them for the first time that they then explained about Dad. And that's how Karen would have found out about Dad originally.
Mm-hmm.
So in that same meeting, they gave Karen Dad's name and address, but also gave a name and number for Anne Frances. So that's when Karen made contact with Anne,
mm-hmm.
and Anne was able to explain everything
okay.
then that
okay.
she knew.
It's quite a confusing story.
It's a little bit, and it all kind of happened very quickly too, you know, like
indeed.
Like Dad was, I suppose, discovered that he had the Frances family in 2016, and shortly after that, we would have found out about Karen. So it all happened very quickly, the two of them.
Within a couple of 3 or 4 months.
Within a couple of months, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to get you to backtrack, Marguerite.
Yeah.
Now, excuse me, I'm going to